We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Last week on Turn on the News.
To recap, Trump's lawyers are arguing that the president, who is currently Joe Biden, could order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rival, who is currently Donald Trump. That is a weird position. That is a really weird position for your lawyer to take. So to recap, or to re-recap, Trump and his lawyers are arguing that the president ought to be able to murder his political opponents and then cannot be prosecuted unless he gets impeached.
Donald Trump, a man who, as president, repeatedly claimed he had total authority to do whatever he wanted, and now Trump is claiming he must have complete and total immunity from prosecution. Last week, for example, his lawyer argued in court that the president should have the power to order SEAL Team 6 to murder a political opponent. And when he was asked about that hypothetical, Trump basically agreed.
Do you agree with your lawyers what they said on Tuesday, that you should not be prosecuted or could not be prosecuted if you ordered SEAL Team 6 to kill a political opponent?
I say this, on immunity, very simple. If a president of the United States does not have immunity, he'll be totally ineffective because he won't be able to do anything, because it will mean he'll be prosecuted, strongly prosecuted perhaps, as soon as he leaves office by the opposing party. So a president of the United States, I'm not talking just me, I'm talking any president, has to have immunity.
Look, I don't mean just me. I mean any president should be allowed to use a violent mob to overthrow an election and pay hush money to porn stars. And if Joe Biden does that, my hands will be tied.
Trump is making it sound like if we prosecute him for inciting an insurrection and trying to overthrow American democracy, then future presidents will be indicted nonstop for much smaller stuff, which is obviously ridiculous. He wants us to believe that if he's convicted for January 6th, then Joe Biden will start getting parking tickets for leaving his stingray in a loading zone. And now Trump has doubled down on that immunity claim in yet another bender on his fake social media site, Truth Social. In an all-caps post, he insisted he should have total immunity even for actions that may otherwise be illegal.
Here's what Donald Trump has been posting recently on his Truth Social account just within the last few hours. Quote, a president of the United States must have full immunity, without which it would be impossible for him or her to properly function. Any mistake, he writes, even if well-intended, would be met with almost certain indictment by the opposing party at term end. Even events that cross the line must fall under total immunity.
It's chilling when Donald Trump uses the words cross the line, because that means he knows there's such a thing as lines. So you know there are lines, and you still orchestrated a coup, stole classified documents, extorted a foreign country, took millions in foreign payments, insulted Gold Star families, called fallen soldiers suckers and losers, tried to kill your own vice president, doctored a weather map with a Sharpie, and creeped on an American flag. This is not a man who has any moral limitations, so I can't imagine what he means by saying he should be allowed to cross the line. What's he gonna do? Imprison his political opponents, chop off California and sell it to Russia, outlaw umbrellas? So Trump wants immunity from prosecution even for crossing the line. You can't have more open contempt for the law than Donald Trump, unless, of course, you're one of Trump's lawyers. Because while Trump is screaming about immunity on social media, his lawyer, Alina Habba, has been repeatedly scolded and reprimanded by a federal judge during Donald Trump's trial in New York for defaming E. Jean Carroll. Now, if you're not familiar with Habba, she's the Trump lawyer who frequently does press conferences outside courthouses where she says ridiculous stuff, like the time she claimed Trump's children were being harassed by the courts.
And now these children are being brought in away from their families for doing nothing wrong. Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
These poor, innocent Trump children, they're being brought in away from their families without their toys. Now they have no time to do their homework. When are they gonna learn to count to numbers like 40, 42, and 46, which are their ages? So that's Alina Habba. She's clearly not a real lawyer, so much as a PR person for Trump. And that much has been apparent during the defamation trial, where she keeps making embarrassing mistakes, and the judge, Lewis Kaplan, keeps scolding her for those mistakes.
It is getting spicy inside a New York City courtroom, where the judge overseeing the second E. Jean Carroll defamation trial against Donald Trump is forcefully admonishing both the former president and his lawyer, Alina Habba. Trump is sitting at the defense table again today, listening this time, as Carroll testifies about what his words have done to her life. And it's clear he does not like what he's hearing. Reporters inside the room say Trump has slammed the table with his hands and ranted loudly enough for the jury to hear, saying things like, now she seems to have gotten her memory back. And Carroll's statements are false. He said this as the jury was being dismissed. And quote, this is really a con job. Judge Kaplan was not having any of that, and on his second warning told Donald Trump he might have to kick him out, saying, quote, Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial. I understand you are very eager for me to do that. To which Trump put his hands up in the air and said, I would love it. I would love it. I know you would, Judge Kaplan said back, because you just can't control yourself in this circumstance. You just can't. It sounds like an episode of Larry David. And it wasn't just Trump. Alina Habba, his lawyer, was sternly admonished as well, multiple times, told to stand up when she addresses the court and to sit down after his rulings.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
So when you're a judge and a Trump lawyer walks into your courtroom, you must know your job just got a lot harder. For example, as you may know, if you're a lawyer or a person who reads, or if you've ever seen an episode of Suits, there are rules for introducing evidence in a trial. I'm no Ivy League constitutional scholar, but I do know you can't just take out random pieces of paper in the middle of a trial and start reading them without first going through the formal process of entering that document into evidence and making sure the judge and the opposing side knows what it is. And yet Habba tried to do exactly that yesterday, and the judge was furious.
This is a moment that she has with the judge where she is reading a document in court. The judge says, what exhibit is this, Ms. Habba? Ms. Habba, I'm trying to get it in, Your Honor. I have to ask about it. The judge, guess what? You may not read from a document that's not in evidence. Ms. Habba, sure, let me get it in. The judge, no. We're going to take a break now, during which you should refresh your memory about how it is you get a document into evidence.
Oh, you want her to refresh her memory on how to introduce evidence? Well, joke's on you, Judge. She never knew how to introduce evidence. At one point, he got even more fed up with Habba when she made a ridiculous motion for a mistrial. During her cross-examination, Habba asked Carroll, are you aware it is illegal to delete evidence? Carroll's lawyer, objection. Habba, I move for a mistrial. Evidence has been deleted. Judge, denied, and the jury will disregard everything Ms. Habba just said. Man, that is brutal. She's so bad at this, the judge is basically telling the jury, just pretend she's not here. The judge is talking about her the way you talk to your kids about the weird guy on the subway. He said the end is nigh. What does that even mean, Daddy? Just disregard it. Also, I love the move of making an accusation and then, before the witness could even respond, motioning for a mistrial based on your accusation. What other high-level tactics will Haba try? Miss Carroll, are you aware that loser says what? Objection. I move for mistrial. They interrupted before the witness could say what and thus prove she's a loser. Judge, motion is denied, and from now on, the jury will be instructed to wear blindfolds and noise-canceling headphones every time Miss Haba speaks.
Today, right here in New York City, was day three of Donald Trump's defamation trial brought by E. Jean Carroll. Now, you're probably saying, didn't that trial already happen? Yeah, it did. We also already did Trump versus Biden. Get used to everything happening twice. Get used to everything happening twice. Last year, a civil jury determined that Trump sexually assaulted Carroll, then defamed her by lying about it after he left the Oval Office. But he also lied about it while he was president. So now he's in court again to determine how much more money he owes her. And chances are it's going to be a lot of money thanks to Trump attorney Alina Haba. Haba is, to use a bit of legalese, a bad lawyer. She said this in a recent interview.
Somebody said to me, Alina, would you rather be smart or pretty? And I said, oh, easy. Pretty. I can fake being smart.
Counterpoint, no, you can't. Because yesterday, she tried to get the trial delayed on grounds that Trump had to go to his mother-in-law's funeral, even though Trump is not required to appear at the trial. Judge Lewis Kaplan was not buying it, saying, the application is denied. I will hear no further argument on it. And when Haba tried to speak, Judge Kaplan shot back, none. Do you understand that word? Your Honor, I'm not sure she does. Let me try to help you out there, Alina. Let's see here. None. I got that mark right there. I need a bigger mark to open a book this big. There you go. Okay, here I'm now. None. Definition, not any. Also, the amount Trump will pay you for being his lawyer. In all, the judge corrected Haba 14 times over basic lawyering on a single day of testimony. Wow, how did she become a lawyer?
A judge actually had to tell a former president of the United States, you can't control yourself. Think about how low Trump has sunk. He's gone from the most powerful man in the world to alleged criminal muttering about con jobs in a New York courtroom while a sarcastic judge yells at him. Things are so crazy right now. In a year, Trump's either going to be president again or we're going to see him in Times Square offering to take pictures with tourists next to Elmo and Spider-Man.
A picture costs $10, but for $20, I can hump you like the American flag.
This is fundamentally a lawless movement with open contempt for the Constitution and the criminal justice system. Not only do they want total and complete immunity from prosecution, they can't even be bothered to learn the basic rules of how a courtroom functions. Trump is such an obvious criminal. The only lawyers he can get to represent him are ones who are
totally ineffective.
My name is Alina Haba. I'm the attorney for President Trump in the second defamation trial of E. Jean Carroll. The judge has been very unfair from the beginning. And I want to make this perfectly clear. I am new at this, and I am learning. Now, the president may or may not stop for brief remarks, but due to a strict gag order, he will not be commenting on anything pertaining to this case, Miss Carroll, or the judge. Oh, I think he's coming now.
Oh, well, thank you, Alina. You're great on TV. Maybe the worst lawyer I've ever had, which is quite an accomplishment. Look at this team. This is the bottom of the barrel, folks. This is who said yes. I'm in the lead for president, and this is the best I can get. Feels like a red flag, no? Well, you're not getting paid, by the way. You know that, of course you do. All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I'll see you at Shakey's. Get out of here. But we are here at courthouse, and yes, we will be abiding by this horrible gag order, so I will not be saying that the judge is an idiot, or where he lives, or what kind of crappy car he drives. I didn't know they still made Wagoneers, but it's a terrible time for our country. I am standing weirder than ever. Arms like a G.I. Joe, legs like the Smooth Criminal video. Look like I'm always in ski boots. Make it make sense. But We just got back from Iowa, where we won very big in Iowa. I want to congratulate Mr. DeSantis on a truly embarrassing showing. He went to 99 counties, but bitch, couldn't win one. Ron DeStupid. It just works. We're going with Ron DeStupid. Also want to congratulate Mr. Ramaswamy, Vivica A. Ramaswamy, who dropped out of the race and has agreed to live in my suit pocket. I love my little ratatouille. As you can see, I am doing very well cognitively, doing great with cognitive. I think I'm doing great with cognitive. I'm more cognitive than ever. The doctor said, sir, you have to be in the top 99% of all the concussion and dementia people we give this test to. I said, wow, I guess I'm very good at recognizing elephants. Who knew? And now we're here. And this is the campaign, folks. This is all there is. Me yelling in courthouse lobby, standing behind barricade like a Guatemalan family at JFK passenger pickup. But the next stop is New Hampshire against Nikki Haley. Nikki. Darling Nikki, Purple Rain. Nikki, she thought I was done. But I'm back in a big way. I'm back like Mean Girls. Yeah, we love Mean Girls. Where's Lacey Chabert? Where's Lacey? Left out of remake, so sad. You know, her father did Toaster Strudel, but she's doing great things in terms of Hallmark movies, staying busy, just like me. It's important to have hobbies. Biden has falling down. I have my many trials. I love being on trial. But Biden's bad too, you know, very creepy. He sniffs little girls' hair. I am different, of course I do. Far worse than that. You ever see that video of me dancing with Epstein? Boy, is that some dark energy. Clapping off beat, I got the Eugene Levy eyebrows, very strange. Very Twin Peaks. I would not be surprised if that footage is fake. Of course, it's very real, but you have to think, in many ways, it could not be. We've seen a lot of success with saying things that did not happen. I think we'll continue to do that. It's an innovation I'm particularly proud of. Seems to be working very well. But I love this country and its traditions. That's why I'm not doing any debates and barely doing elections. I don't need to. My people love me. I got the old people. They're waiting in snow for 2 hours to vote for Trump. Oh, darling, I'm dying. I gotta do one last thing. I gotta vote for Trump. We just need him to stay alive till November. Stay alive till November. Just pull that lever and drop dead. Why? Because I am sent by God, and God has a plan for me or whatever. I don't know. But 2024 is going to be a very exciting year. I'm either going to jail, be president, or, frankly, the purge. Perhaps all three. Let's spin the chamber.
The Republican presidential primary is off to the races, and it's full of suspense. For instance, no one knows how long we can keep pretending it's full of suspense. Because Trump is far and away the lead candidate, and he celebrated last night with a rally in New Hampshire focused on the central issue of 2024, his cognitive test from 4 years ago.
I did say, what about a cognitive test? He said, well, you know, it's not that easy. I said, look, I got to take it because I got to shut it up. And I took it, and I aced it. And let me tell you, you know, they always show you the first one, like a giraffe, a tiger, or this, or that, a whale. Which one is the whale?
I love the cognitive test. I always find the whale. He's usually just the left of the scary shark you have to go around to get to the middle of the maze where the Long John Silver hides his treasure chest in there. But I always do it. I always do it. I ace it because cognitive. Plus, you go up to the counter, they give you free popcorn shrimp. Crayons. So, they know, the people know, the cognitive.
So at the very least, he knows his giraffes from his tigers, okay? Good enough to give the man the nukes. Instead of a nuclear football, they can just give him a CNC. The cow says, I am become death, destroyer of worlds. Trump's not just acing tests meant for head trauma victims. He's also going after Joe Biden's business sense.
You know a test for a president? If you had a little store someplace, like a candy store, would you trust Joe Biden to run your store while you go off to New Hampshire? You'd trust Trump. Now, but some people would say, I trust Trump in terms of competence, but I don't want him to run away with my damn stuff.
But don't worry. I know some people think I'd run away with all the candy, but don't worry, it probably wouldn't happen. First of all, I can't run. Second, can't do it. Knees won't do it. Second, if I see candy, I'm gobbling it down right there, okay? Next thing you know, I'm waking up in a ditch covered with Mike's, Ike's, Goods, Plenty's, with my pants full of pieces of my own Reese's. You know what I'm saying? We're all adults. Dropped a Baby Ruth down there is what I'm saying.
Also campaigning in New Hampshire was former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, seen here after learning what actually caused the Civil War.
It's kind of sad.
New Hampshire is Haley's chance to seize control of the race because, according to some polls, she and Trump are tied. If Haley wants to be the nominee, she also has to take out Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis finished a distant second in Iowa, and even more ominously, his super PAC has begun layoffs and trimmed operations in several places. And after losing by 30 points in Iowa and polling at an anemic 6% in New Hampshire, Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the presidential race. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, the reaction he never got while he was running for president. But Ron, don't cry. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because you need practice smiling. I don't understand why Americans didn't rally behind a guy who declared war on the Magic Kingdom, attacked trans kids, denied COVID, kidnapped migrants and flew them to Martha's Vineyard, and ate pudding with his fingers. Finger pudding, of course, a delicacy known as DeSantis conceded in a video he released on X.
Following our second place finish in Iowa, we've prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it.
But then I realized there's nothing I can do to make people like Ron DeSantis because, tragically, I am Ron DeSantis. He said more.
I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now.
Except for the part where I am stopping. Which is now. DeSantis ended with an inspirational quote from one of the greatest leaders of all time.
Winston Churchill once remarked that success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts.
A stirring quotation, just one.
Problem, Winston Churchill didn't say that. The International Churchill Society says on its website, we can find no attribution for the quote, and it is found nowhere in his canon. Now, I know a lot of people are saying DeSantis could have fact-checked that in one of the books he banned, but that's not fair. To quote Winston Churchill, you can also just Google it. Now, you might wonder how DeSantis' staff could allow a fake quote into a speech, and the answer is they were pretty checked out. In fact, just before the Iowa caucus, the head of DeSantis' super PAC, which was hilariously called Never Back Down, was seen spending most of his time at campaign headquarters on something that was not campaign-related.
Multiple staffers from the headquarters of the DeSantis Iowa operation, their field operation run by Never Back Down, reached out to me and my producer, Abby Brooks, and said that the CEO and chairman of that organization was spending a significant amount of time in those final critical days working on a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Sorry, he was doing a jigsaw puzzle. There was even a picture. We need to do something. Our poll numbers are cratering. You think you got problems? I picked a puzzle with clouds. It's a fittingly pathetic end for DeSantis, who tried to overtake Donald Trump and failed in every respect except for one. There is one thing DeSantis beat, or at least tied Trump at. You see, during Trump's first 8 years as a politician, he proved over and over that in addition to being a serial liar, racist, and con artist, he was also the weirdest man alive. It didn't seem possible for any human being to be any weirder than this flag-hugging, umbrella-ditching, dandruff-brushing, belt-unbuckling, eclipse-staring, VP-kissing weirdo. But then Ron DeSantis came along, America's first extraterrestrial governor, who somehow managed to compete with Trump in the weirdness category. DeSantis stands like he's wearing a backpack full of horseshoes and has the demeanor of a guy trying to hide a zombie bite. Oh, this? Oh, I just scratched myself while I was working under my car, working on my brains, I mean brakes. The problem for DeSantis is he doesn't have any of Trump's charisma. I have to agree with Trump on one thing. On a personality level, the man is a meatball. He's only a few years and a few stages on the evolutionary ladder away from Rudy Giuliani. DeSantis looks like someone you'd put in a police lineup next to Rudy Giuliani. It was almost him. Say what you will about Trump, but his voters, the people who go to his rallies, are going because they're entertained. His supporters don't want to hear fake Winston Churchill quotes. They don't even want to hear real Winston Churchill quotes. They want to hear a fake story about Trump meeting Winston Churchill. When I first saw him, I thought he was an old baby. They want to hear Trump gossip about B-list celebrities he met in the 80s and his various comedy routines about toilets that don't flush and rich guys who love rockets. If Trump ever does get convicted of a crime, at least he'll crush at the prison talent show. He's already got material that will kill with an audience of white-collar criminals.
Al Capone. Alphonse Capone. If you smiled at him in the wrong way, he'd kill you. He was only indicted one time. I got four.
It's like Trump is writing his comedy bits for a prison audience. You know, they got Al Capone on tax evasion. That's a crime that puts you pretty low on the prison pecking order. There's only one thing lower than tax evasion: hiding classified documents in the bathroom. This guy knows what I'm talking about. Not my finest hour, folks. I wish I had shot someone on Fifth Avenue. Then at least I'd have some pull around here. Nobody's afraid of the hiding documents guy in prison. We respect the murderers and the cannibals, but the document guy, not so much.
Trump has been hammering DeSantis for months, but once Ron kissed the cinnamon ring, Trump changed his tune.
Before we begin, I'd like to take time to congratulate Ron DeSantis and, of course, a really terrific person who had gotten to know his wife, Casey, for having run a great campaign for president.
I'd like to thank Ron DeSantis, a terrific guy. When I call him Meatball Ron, I just meant that I love meeting him, and we had a ball.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.